Public Service Commission for the state of North Dakota. Todd, good to have you on News.
Hey, great to be here.
Why? Why are you running?
Well, first of all, again, thank you for having me here. I made the decision sometime in January to really take a close look at the Public Service Commission and jumping in the race. And, you know, at that time, we had just had the rail explosion out in Castleton. And then we had another catastrophe with the pipeline breaking up in Canada. And I just sat and watched some of those things. It seemed like our government was literally sitting on their hands just watching these things unfold, specifically with the night the pipeline burst. I remember my wife and I were watching the news, and it was just a strange story that came on that this pipeline had burst, and Xcel would be putting out a notice that people need to drop the thermostats. And I thought, why is this the medium that's being delivered? Why wouldn't somebody from the Public Service Commission, who directly regulates that, why wouldn't that important message be delivered from them? So I thought, this is the time. This thing is going so far off the rails. Day after day, there's another, something's exploding, something's leaking. It's time to take control of this and better manage what's going on, specifically out west.
And what drew you to it? I mean, obviously the passion of seeing what was happening to people and seeing how the industry was being looked at by state officials. I great answer there, but from a background standpoint, tell people what you do. Tell people about yourself.
So I'm going to start way back. I graduated from Dickinson High School in 1993. I was born and raised in Dickinson. Family still lives there. My dad still ranches the same ranch we've had since 1927. We've seen what oil development has done to the city. It's continually creeping closer and closer to our land, which I think I view as a great thing. I love the city of Dickinson. It's my hometown. But what we've also seen is I've got a nephew that's about ready to drive out there. And road safety. I when I learned how to drive, it was on a gravel road. I probably passed maybe one or two cars in all the training sessions I had. You can't say that today. And the vehicles that are out there are heavier. And, you know, accidents, they happen out there. And so I can't imagine one of my nephews or my niece out there being involved in some type of accident. So there is a personal level out there that I'm in this for. I graduated from Dickinson in 1993, like I said, came down to NDSU, kind of took the long road, graduated in 2000 from NDSU with a bachelor's degree in sociology, religious studies, went on to earn a master's degree from the University of Mary a few years later. My professional experience, it's been all small business. I've only worked in small businesses. And what really has trained me there is you ask the question, what else can I do for the business? The last thing you want to say when you're working in a small business, say, it's not my department, or I don't know how to do that. If you don't know how to do something, you find somebody that can. That is the unwritten rule of small business. And that's my philosophy. And I want to bring that philosophy to government. If something's above my head and I don't have the resources, I go and find them. But the first thing I'm going to do is say, what else can I do to make this organization, whether it's a state agency, the entire state, better? That is my role.
Todd, you're running against Brian Calk. What separates you? What differences are there between you and Brian?
I think it's all approach. I talked about in my announcement speech and also the convention speech. 2007 was really the first what we'd call gusher oil well in North Dakota. That was when we were seeing just astronomical numbers coming from the ground. 2007. Now that would be setting off, in my mind, the office, if I was in the PSC, and I understand Brian wasn't at the PSC in 2007, whoever was there, that's alarm bells should be ringing in that agency to start looking at pipeline infrastructure. We're in the middle of the country. That oil has to get out somewhere. And just a few wells, even with just a few wells that are that productive, you know where it's headed. It's going to be a hockey stick of production. So the approach should have been in 2007 of planning. How do we move this oil? Is it regional? Is it a state refinery? Is it rail? Those are discussions we should be having in 2007, so, 2008, not today.
Let me ask you this. I've taken major issue with the current Public Service Commission when they chose not to find a pipeline that they didn't even know was being placed on North Dakota land. And the reason that they gave for not fining the company was the fact that they didn't want to discourage future pipelines from being built. Your thoughts on that?
Well, the first thing I would say is what message does that send to other companies? When one company, I mean, I'm a big Vikings guy, and the reason a lot
We've
of people stayed
together.
Yeah, right. the reason was for having somebody like Randy Moss around, just an immense talent. But what he did to the other players, he would get away with a lot of things. So I think we're, and again, I don't mean to make light of that using a sports analogy, but we're seeing some of that today. The good guys, the companies that are playing by the rules, are being punished. And it seems...
Same thing with the radioactive socks. Same thing with the... If they don't regulate, if they don't get in and do their job, the people that follow the law are sitting there throwing their hands up saying, why am I following the law?
Exactly. And I see evidence of that every day. And the worst case is going to happen is the good players are going to be run out of business because they can't compete. If we don't start fining and punishing these companies for doing these things, you're right. And that's the second side. Well, why don't I just play the same way that these guys are playing?
Yeah, if those are the rules, if you're not going to get fined anyway, yep. Where's the deterrent?
And it's so arbitrary is the other side of this. And I think that is a much larger issue because now you have states like Washington saying, North Dakota, we don't trust the way your government is regulating this oil boom. We're not going to accept your, you know, that I'm not saying they're going to that level, but it may be there someday. Another, the Sandpiper pipeline in Minnesota is going to run into a lot of challenges. And a lot of that is just mistrust in our state government that these guys are not getting the job done when it comes to regulation.
Todd, if people want to know more about you, do you have your website up and running?
I do. It's toddfornd.com, T-O-D, the number 4, nd.com. So toddfornd.com.
T-O-D or T-O-D-D?
I'm sorry, I'm two Ds.
Two Ds.
You caught me on the
toe. T-O-D-D-4-N-D.com.
Yes, I love that enough. Yeah.
It's that easy.
Yep.
And you're going to be out, you're going to be about, you're going to be seeing all over the state over there.
Yes.
I mean, you got Dickinson, Fargo roots, you're going to head north too.
I'm going to get out and about as much as I can in the next 3 weeks. I'll be on Dickinson here end of April. We'll do some events. When we're kind of chatting here before I came on air, Joel asked me if I've been enjoying this so far. And I love this. I can't, two of my favorite things, getting out, meeting people, shaking hands, and learning about them. So tying back to approach, what's different? I view this as a way to learn, to not talk all the time. I don't have all the answers. But what I'm going to do, what I can promise to people is listen, understand, and then make a recommendation.
Well, promise me this, that if somebody breaks the law and we catch them putting a pipeline in where we don't even know the depth of it today, you'll fine them. Just give me that, would you?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Todd, good to visit with you. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. All right.